live. You may dial in toll free and bring up anything. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Stephanie.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there. They're totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. We will continue taking your phone calls about what you want in the news. If we get a chance to get to it, maybe we will, maybe we won't. But you wanted to tell us, Stephanie, about the world population, perhaps eclipsing 7 billion here in the very near future. But we've also talked about everything from the Occupy movements that have spread across the country for a National Occupy Day today, your experiences with those, and everything from that to Christian warmongers as well, and Islam and peace, which a lot of people don't understand Islam because they just take what they hear at face value in the mainstream media, and why anyone would take what they hear at face value in mainstream media is beyond me, because everything they say should be questionable.
It's easier to just take what you hear as truth, but it might not be accurate.
Absolutely. Let's go. It doesn't take as much brain power that way. Let's go to Joey, listening in Virginia. Joey, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you in the Charlottesville area?
Yes, sir, I am.
Excellent. You're listening to WCHV. Go ahead, sir.
By the way, I appreciate y'all's show and everything.
Thank you, sir.
Especially these days, I think a lot of Americans need it just to kind of vent. You guys are talking about the 2012 election and everything. My personal opinion, I think we'll probably even be lucky if we even get to the next elections.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, the way everything is going, I mean, there's a lot of angry people. I think a lot of people feel like every 4 years, everybody's hoping and praying, well, maybe this president will do more, or maybe that president will do more. And I think it's gotten to the point where, I think a lot of people are just really angry. I mean, I know a lot of people right now that are literally pulling their monies out of the bank.
Today was supposed to be the day for people, or one of the days, I guess, for people to go and pull money out of bank accounts, close down accounts at big banks like the Bank of America, and open up an account instead at more maybe a local bank or a credit union or something that's more locally based.
A lot of them aren't open on Saturdays.
I'm more interested in finding out more about what you mean. Like, I get it. I agree with you. People that have been paying attention must know by now that the Democrats and Republicans are two sides of the same big government coin. Statist intrusiveness, it just continues and gets more involved, and the government expands into more areas and controls more. People must be frustrated by the fact that politicians are constantly lying to them. All you have to do is pay attention to a couple of election seasons, and you know, you'll figure this out. But when you say you don't think that we're going to make it to the next election, or the country, or the U.S., what do you mean exactly?
What I mean is, I think a lot of people, and I mean, I've got a lot of my friends, family members also, It's like a lot of people are talking about wanting to restart like a whole new government. I've noticed a lot of certain congressmen that, you know, they've gone up, they've been voted in to become a congressman or whatever, and they come out within just a few years saying, well, I learned that you can't go up in Capitol Hill and actually fight Capitol Hill. You got to play their game. It's like they've got certain cliques. So, if you don't go with that clique, well, you're just not gonna make it. And a lot of people are waking up to that.
I completely believe that. I mean,
oil companies, they've got their hands in on Capitol Hill.
Right. So I guess my question is, like, I get the motivations and why people are thinking this way, and that some people think, well, let's just start over, or let's start a new government, or maybe secession is another option. But if people are thinking those things, and if you think that's what the motivation is for us not making it to the next election, whatever that exactly means, what do you envision people willing to do? Like, are they talking about what they're willing to do to change what they want to change?
I agree with them. I think everybody wants to pretty much see a whole new government possibly be reset.
Well, not me. I don't want any government whatsoever. Yeah. But
I agree with you. I mean, you know, I'm getting sick and tired of all these laws that keep popping up, stupid laws. Like this clicker ticket law, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I got pulled over in Arkansas. Arkansas is one of the states that has that clicker ticket law.
They all have that, except for New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all about my, I've got two beautiful, wonderful kids. And of course they do get seat belted in, but I'm one of those that, you know, it's my choice. Why do they care if I get tossed out on the road somewhere, they have to pick me up. And it's, you know, when I was in Arkansas, there was I got pulled over by a state trooper one time, and he came up to me and asked me why I didn't have my seatbelt on. And I said, well, it's my choice just as well as it's your choice to even give me the ticket. You know, why do you care? And actually, to be honest, I was actually really surprised he didn't give me a ticket for it. But, I mean, it's more of, it's starting to become more of a money ordeal instead of actually, well, this is for your safety. You know, which either way, it's still my
choice.
It is
all about money, as a matter of fact. In New Hampshire, where the only state where you don't have to buckle up as an adult, where you do get to choose, the amount of compliance between New Hampshire and Massachusetts is statistically similar, meaning that I think it was like 60-something percent of people do buckle up, meaning the same amount, basically, people per capita in Massachusetts buckle up,
and sometimes
and they're forced to.
Slightly higher in New Hampshire, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And in New Hampshire, the same amount, and they're not forced to. So, yeah, it should be a choice. But, Stephanie, you were going to say something.
Well, yeah, Joey, I mean, if all this cop did was ask and maybe provide you with some information, like, did you know that if you go through the windshield of a car, then you're less likely to survive a car accident than if you don't go through the windshield, and seatbelts can assist in that. Like, if he offered you some information, maybe, or if you saw that on an ad somewhere, I think that's completely different, and that really shows a concern for your safety as opposed to a top-down authoritarian. It's almost like a parent saying, well, do this because I said so. You know, it's two totally different things, and I think it really just sets people up to be on the defensive when it's I told you so instead of I care about you, I'm concerned about your safety.
Yeah, and, you know, matter of fact, there was another time I got pulled over. My daughter, I'm a big guy, so my daughter, she takes after me. I mean, I'm like 6'1", 260-some-odd pounds. At the time, this happened probably about two or three years ago. And the laws as far as child seatbelts, I mean, she was in a child seat. She was buckled and everything. Well, this cop, he decided to go ahead and give me a ticket, and on the ticket it said that the child was not restrained. And gave me a ticket for like, I think it was like $275.
Jeez.
And yeah, I mean, it was just outrageous. And I raised hell. And it just to no avail. What are the laws? You know?
Any idea what the laws
exactly
are. I mean, not even, the cops don't know what the laws are. Hey, Joey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. It's 855-450-FREE. It's impossible. I was talking with a code enforcer today, and he admitted he doesn't know what all the code is. Even know what the code is.
But he's perfectly happy to enforce it on you.
Right. You can't even know what all the code is, and that's your job, and you're only talking about one small area, only the local government. You don't even know what that is. You certainly can't know what the state laws are, and you absolutely can't know what the federal laws are.
There have been people who have made calculations of all the laws in just the federal register, and at the rate at which they change and the rate that most people read, it would not be possible to read all of those laws in like four lifetimes of an average person. Now, you're still held to account for being responsible for obeying all those laws, so-called, or else you're subject to fines under their paradigm. So how is that fair? You're supposed to assimilate and internalize something that it's impossible for you to actually read. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it's not fair at all.
Oh,
Stephanie, if you don't understand, you can just hire a lawyer.
Or I can leave, right? If I don't love it, I can leave.
Yeah, there's that one too.
Yeah, I've heard that one too.
All right, so one other thing that I think is worth pointing out about that gentleman's call is that, when we brought up the idea of, well, we don't really want government at all, and I think I can speak for you on that point.
Oh, 100% agree.
Right. So you and I, we don't want to have an aggressive, violent monopoly called the government around. And then once he heard that, he was like, oh, yeah, me too. But before that, his viewpoint was, or what he was saying was, that most people want to create a new government. And that's probably true. They're probably thinking, well, you want to restore America or start over. And this is the kind of the revolutionary mindset. But what we need to do is evolve past the idea of government, the idea of a violent monopoly. And it's interesting. Just throwing that idea out got immediate response, a positive response.
I think it takes education. That's how we're going to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
If you want to advance in your leadership journey, you need to get out of your own territory. Don't try to be king of the hill, looking down from your high place on others. Come down and get with your people. Make it your responsibility to learn who they are, find out what they need, and help them to win as a team. In order to do anything new in life, we must be willing to leave our comfort zone. We have to take risks. We have to think differently. But each time we do those things, it expands our comfort zone and it enlarges us. If you want to grow as a leader, be prepared to be uncomfortable. But know this, the risks are well worth the reward. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You may dial in toll-free and bring up anything you'd like at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Stephanie.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you've missed a moment of the show, not a problem. We've got archives galore for you all the way back to 2006, all free, over at freetalklive.com. And coming up next year in February, it's the Liberty Forum. It's coming back, 2012 edition of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's put on once a year, ideally, by the Free State Project. And it's been an amazing event the last several times that that I've been. And Stephanie, you've been to these
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Very fun.
Will you be going this year?
Yes.
February 23rd through the 26th. It's a Thursday through Sunday. Can't make it the whole weekend? Don't worry. Come up for as much as you can because it's going to be worthwhile. You're going to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people who care enough about freedom that they're actually considering and or have actually moved to New Hampshire in order to get active, in order to join together with others. So this is a great excuse to come up, see New Hampshire, see what it's like during the winter time, and spend...
I was just about to say, you can see that it's not so bad as some people might make it out to be in the winter.
It might feel pretty bad if you come up from a warm place.
Well, but you know, hot places, they get too hot,
yeah.
You know, so half the year it's usually uninhabitable either where everywhere you go.
But it's a blast to be around other like-minded people, and the warmth of those human beings is just, it's you can't match it. So go
Absolutely.
To freestateproject.org/libertyforum. The registration period is open. You can get the early bird discount, and you can save 10% if you use our discount code, which is FTL2012. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, FTL2012, over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So we continue with Abel, who is one of those who is in here in New Hampshire. Abel, did you move as part of the Free State Project?
I was somebody who arrived in 1991 on my pre-state project. I moved from Massachusetts to New Hampshire, you know, to reduce my tax burden and hopefully get some of the live free or die spirit here in New Hampshire.
Well, I can tell you that my move actually increased my tax burden. I pay more in property taxes now by like four times as much here that I did down in Florida. But then again, Florida, they fleece people, you know, that are tourists with different taxes. And there's a sales tax down there as well, so there's no sales tax here. But I think overall, I think I'm taxed more because I didn't buy a whole lot of stuff in Florida.
But the psychological payoff must be worth it.
But, oh, my gosh, it's so worth it to be around people who actually love freedom and to actually have a chance at being more free into the future. Plus, you're also more free in a variety of ways here that you aren't. Like, for instance, the seatbelt law is a real tangible example of how much more freedom people have up here. Go ahead, Abel, with your thoughts. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I you know, came up with something else while I was actually waiting to get on air. In the interim, I was reading an article, the title of which is War on Terror Kills More Americans Than El Awaki Could. You know, the man who Obama seems to be so proud that he's offed.
One of the more recent bad guys, right? There's always some new number
right.
two or whatever.
Who was
after.
An American citizen, I believe, and was ordered to be killed by the U.S. government.
Mm.
Right, and they won't tell why or what the evidence is that he was, you know, threatening us or whatever. And one of the interesting things about this article is that it was submitted to the Huffington Post. This was a regular contributor, Robin Koerner,
okay.
K-O-E-R-N-E-R. I don't know if that's a he or a she, but, you know, I just read this article. It was fabulous. It was very clear. It was very, you know, concise and, you know, brought up a lot of points. And I'm not going to, you know, read it or anything like that, but I'm just recommending people.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely true. Governments are the people that are killing folks around the world in mass. I mean, millions of people died at the hands of governments in the 20th century alone.
Yeah.
And you know, I have said myself personally some of the same things that El Awaki has said, although I have not actually, you know, tried to say that, you know, there should be any more violence. I'm not a perpetrator of that, but I've said that the United States is, you know, at least the part of it that operates out of Washington, D.C., is one of the biggest terrorist organizations on this planet.
It's the biggest terrorist organization. I mean, the definition of terrorism is very clear. It's the use of violence to affect political, you know, social change, essentially.
Right.
That's what the government does.
You know, you and I, Ian, have both suffered under the jailing that's going on in this, you know, supposedly free country. And the other thing I wanted to bring up was, you know, right in the vein of all of this is that, yeah, well, you said that you and Stephanie agreed that Ron Paul couldn't do too much to actually implement his proposals, because many of them are, and of course this is always true, that many of them are require legislation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you, even if you were to overcome that barrier of getting elected, which
right,
is no, really difficult.
Yeah, no, he could cancel the executive cabinet positions. Those can be those are part of his domain. That is certainly a simple thing for him to do, although it'd raise a lot of problems amongst a lot of people. A lot of people out there looking for jobs, it certainly would increase the unemployment.
There are things that he can do. I mean, as we pointed out, he can pardon people. He can withdraw troops from around the world. I mean, those are some pretty
right.
big things. So he could make an impact, I think. But he can't
right.
go in and just start hacking with a machete at the various different government programs that are very, very instituted. The unions are entrenched, and the programs themselves would have to be removed by Congress. So to actually reduce the size and scope of government would be fairly difficult for him to do alone.
There are some people who have suggested that he could use the executive orders, which seem to be just a license for the president to kind of do whatever they want. But, you know, typically in the past, they've been used to increase the size of government or to do things that were kind of questionable mm-hmm. in terms of growing the government. But
and he can eliminate executive orders. He can remove those.
He can remove them and write new ones that could ostensibly cut things. But I don't know about that. I don't know. I think if
well,
he tried to do
know,
that,
he could,
end, face
he could end the Labor Department. What, you know, I don't think that any.
I think we're dreaming to even talk about
that?
This.
Right, it is fantasy.
You can just end it. I mean, it's a cabinet level position. The cabinet.
You're saying an entire department of government
budget.
He could just cut out without the Congress?
I don't know.
You know those unions are going to sue.
He could cut it out, but I don't. Yeah. What happens to the funding? I don't know. Because it's Congress that's funding it.
Well, he can veto budgets and things like that. Like, he can veto everything that comes forth. And really, I think he could throw a wrench into things to some extent, which, of course, is why he'll never be elected. I mean, it's just, they're not going to let a man like that get in charge of D.C.
The biggest thing that he could do, and that he could say this in his debates, and I have to tell you that I am a non-registered voter by choice. I'm not a voter. I'm not consenting to be governed, and I think it would be a dishonor for me to vote if I'm not consenting mm-hmm. to be governed. So anyway, I like Ron Paul. I think he creates more anarchists than anybody else.
I think that's true. I thank you for the call. Although I prefer the term voluntarist, I think it's much more positive. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. And I doubt Ron Paul would call himself an anarchist either. But people do find Ron Paul, and then they do travel further down the road to more liberty. Because Ron Paul isn't the ultimate end-all, be-all of these ideas.
Certainly not.
He's a good entry road, though. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. The number is brought to you by SACL CAI, and that number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Saturday show joining you this evening. It's Ian.
And Stephanie.
And we invite you to our website. Maybe you've got a smartphone and you'd like to get quick access to our live streams and podcast. You can go to m.freetalklive.com to do that. M like mobile, m.freetalklive.com, and get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. See them and let your voice be heard by ordering some from libertystickers.com. Plus, they do custom stickers, too. So maybe you need to make some for your organization or whatever it is you support. You can do that as well. LibertyStickers.com. As we continue here, we will, of course, take your calls about absolutely anything. Let's go to Andy, listening in Auburn, New York, to WAUB. Hey, Andy.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a hardcore liberal, all right? And I do a lot of roofing. So my analogy I'm going to draw here is a roofing analogy.
Okay.
Now, I look at libertarianism or the stuff you guys preach, whether it's precise libertarianism or not, I don't know, but
I don't consider myself a preacher of anything.
Yeah, and I don't really consider myself a libertarian. But anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, your philosophy seems to be, in my mind, perfectly analogous to a roof. Okay, the government being the roof that we've built to protect us from any kind of unforeseen catastrophe or danger, anything, right? And you guys point at the leaks that are coming through this roof. You say, there's a leak, there's a leak, there's a leak, and all these leaks are coming from the roof, and therefore, we need to abolish the roof.
No, I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Because I still think it's so important. You know, people need things like protection, justice, a safety network in case they come into a hard time in their life. And I would definitely say that those needs are still going to exist regardless of whether there's a government. And so we can meet them in other ways besides using a monopoly organization that people cannot choose to opt out of. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying abolish the roof. I'm saying provide some alternative means of cover.
Well, see, my solution would be to say, there's the leak. Let's find the specific source of the water that's not coming. You know, the leak is not coming from the roof, first of all. The leak is coming through the roof. It's coming through a flaw.
It's a very nice analogy and all, but it doesn't address the most important aspect of what government is, and that is, it is force. And all of the things that you're saying it's supposed to do, like protect you, it doesn't actually have to do. The government people don't have any obligation to provide you with any protection services. And the things that they do screw up, they create the problems usually in the first place, and then there's supposed solutions.
And you can't opt out.
That's my point.
A roof.
You're pointing and saying, the roof is the problem. Get rid of the roof.
Right, but it's less like a roof.
Force
it's more
is the
like
problem.
A prison cell.
I'm sorry, Stephanie. Go ahead.
It's less like a roof and more like a prison cell because
right.
you can't leave from under that roof and seek a different roof.
Well, you can. You can go to a different prison. You can go to a different government sometimes.
Right, but you can't use an umbrella.
This analogy is breaking down really quickly.
Yeah, it is really horrible. Your analogy doesn't take into the force, dude. That's what government is. It's force. It's not a roof.
It's force against
peaceful people.
All right, let me give you an example. Okay, there are times when force, I believe, or the threat of force is very, very important.
Yeah, okay. Give me one of them.
The Nazis, okay? There's one.
The Nazis used a lot of force, and they were...
Or somebody, a terrorist, or somebody...
Right, so you're giving an example of people who are using force on others, in which case it's appropriate to use force to defend oneself
right.
if you're being
That's
attacked. So if you're being attacked by a Nazi, you should be able to defend yourself. And if you're being attacked by a terrorist, you should be able to defend yourself.
Or you should be able to have the option to use a non-coercive means to escape, right?
But
remove yourself from the situation or something?
Government isn't defensive force. It's a coercive force.
Yes.
It's a force that aggresses against peaceful people. So now give me an example of where it's appropriate to use aggressive force against your peaceful neighbors.
Okay. Well, that's the thing, is when it's used against peaceful people and it's not appropriate, that is a leak in the room.
When is it appropriate to use force against peaceful people?
Okay, here's one you should love, because there was a police officer here in Auburn, Hutchings, who was going around extorting people.
That's not peaceful. Oh. He's hurting people.
I know. All right.
Give me an example of when it's appropriate to use aggressive force against peaceful people.
Well, he wasn't doing anything violent. Okay.
When you're extorting someone, you're threatening them with possibly violent consequences.
That's a threat, of course.
He was threatening them with harassment. And what happened was the other police officers caught him, put him in jail. The judicial system tried him. The police officers arrested him. And now he's gone through the judicial system, and he's going to go to prison.
Very rare what you're talking about.
Well, you know, there's a problem. There's another huge problem with this, and I'm sorry, I forgot the caller's name. But the problem is that in order to prosecute this cop that was going around hurting people, he never had to pay back the people that he hurt or extorted, right?
Mm.
They were just victimized again in order
to
try him.
They were forced to pay for the trial.
And put him in jail and to pay his salary in the first place.
I'm sure... If there hasn't been a civil trial, there will be one, and the people who have been extorted, they're no longer.
So you're trying
extorted.
To point this out as what
and
you believe is an idea. You're trying to bring this up because you believe that the government policing system is, you know, is a good thing, and that this is okay. That cops are holding each other accountable.
This is a perfect example that happened right here. And
brother, you need to open your eyes, because all around this country, every single day, people are having their homes raided by these police. Whether they have drugs or not, doesn't matter. They're having their homes raided. People are having heart attacks, are being killed by the cops. Dogs are being shot. People are being, homes are being burned down. I mean, these police are out of control. And just because some cops catch one cop doing something wrong and punish him, doesn't mean those same cops aren't going around that same city and aggressing wholesale against the peaceful people that are they're minding their own damn business.
On your part.
Excuse me? I was saying to you, hold on, I was saying to you, sir, that they are going around the city aggressing against peaceful people. Do you support that?
No, they're not doing that. They arrested
They're not arresting people for smoking cannabis? They're not giving out tickets to people for running through stop signs?
When you have some facts, you know, bring them to
me.
Okay,
let's look at the facts. Yes, I would like to bring you some facts, if you would listen, please.
About these police officers in Auburn.
Caller.
Andy.
Andy, thank you. I have some facts that I would like to bring you. And if you consider yourself a hardcore liberal, as you said, then you probably care about vulnerable people in society, maybe minorities, people who are underrepresented. Let's look at the systemic racism and racial profiling that happens in police departments. Look at the percentage of the prison population and people who are arrested and put in jail every year who are minorities, who that does not match the general population.
So get rid of the roof because there's a leak, though.
Okay, so let me see if I can understand where you're coming from, Andy. You said you deny that peaceful people are being aggressed against in Auburn, New York.
I don't deny that. What I'm saying is when you find those things, in my opinion, that is a leak that needs to be fixed, but you don't.
So how many leaks are there in Auburn, New York?
And how do you fix them?
How many leaks are there?
There's many, many leaks, and they all need to be stopped, but this case in Auburn proves that the best way to stop it, at least in this case, was for the good parts of the roof to over and
look, man, I get what you're saying. There are good people trying to do good things within the government. I get it. But unfortunately, within that structure, a structure based on aggressive force against peaceful people, because those cops can't get paychecks unless everyone in Auburn is threatened by the government in order to be forced to pay property taxes to give those cops a paycheck. So in order for your system to even exist in the first place, it has to aggress against people wholesale.
Yes.
And you and I know that they are going around and arresting peaceful people and threatening people and ticketing people and forcing money out of those people and forcing obedience out of them far more often than they are actually stopping real crimes. And anybody that pays attention would realize that, especially somebody who supposedly cares about the downtrodden. Those jails, and I know there's a prison there in Auburn, those jails are filled full of innocent people who've never harmed another human being, and to sit out there and say that, well, there's just a few leaks and we just need to fix the system. No. This system is screwed because it's based on force.
And it's a monopoly.
People.
You can't opt out. It
More
breeds corruption.
Free Talk Live.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each, or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The live Saturday edition of the program. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Stephanie.
The toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-FREE. And only a few moments remain, but still enough time for you and your thoughts if you make that call right now, 1-855-450-3733. We want to invite you as well to support this program. You may do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, and get more internet listeners on board around the world, thereby spreading more of the ideas of freedom out to more new people. So if that's valuable to you and you want to get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, and more, go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, get all the details. amp.freetalklive.com. We go to WSPD in Toledo, where Chris is listening. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Stephanie.
Hey, how you two doing tonight?
Chris, super. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to bring up a point about the Ron Paul campaign.
Okay.
And it seems like, in a weird kind of way, he could be helping to kind of bring about something he's been trying to fix his entire political career, which is the monetary system. Because, you know, the value of everything in the marketplace is completely subjective. And I always try to think about what would happen if everybody, like, suppose everybody woke up Monday realizing that these green pieces of paper were worthless. And they would dump them on the market in exchange for other things. I think that's kind of ironic.
What's the irony?
I'm not exactly sure I'm following what you're saying. Maybe you could restate it or rephrase it?
Yeah, what was the irony? I missed that.
That Ron Paul's political career has been kind of oriented around the Fed and, I mean, a lot of other things too, but he's talked a lot about hard money and the Fed and the dangers of printing money and expanding credit. And I think money, just like anything else, it has a subjective kind of quality to it. So if everybody woke up Monday, an Austrian, and thought that these Federal Reserve notes were worthless, the first thing they're going to do is dump them on the market.
I get what you're saying, but I don't see the irony in it. But nonetheless, the likelihood of that happening is not likely at all.
It would be great if we could educate people to the point where they, where everybody understood that dollars have no inherent value, right? And that so-called hard money which actually is worth something intrinsically, right?
It's worth something because it's valued in the marketplace, which is, you know, an arbitrary amount, but it's based on thousands upon billions of trillions of different decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's no way to predict what it will all be worth, but it's a very specific, I guess, system that makes it worth something.
Right. But
thanks
for I also wanted to make a second. Oh, I actually kind of just tell you a story since you've been talking about how.
If you can keep it very short, go for it.
Okay. I work at Barnes & Noble in Toledo here, and we got a call one night a few months ago about a suspicious man outside the store kind of walking around back and forth checking things out. Well, that was me, and I happened to be the security guard dressed in a uniform with a badge on.
Wow. So somebody called the security on you who was the security. That is,
men with
that's an irony.
Are suspicious sometimes. I thank you, Chris, for the call tonight.
Indeed.
I appreciate hearing from you at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I didn't get the irony.
I didn't quite understand, but I could appreciate his point about Federal Reserve notes and dollars being worthless.
Well, right. Yeah, and things are worth things because people decide they are. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've decided that Federal Reserve notes are worth something because, well, that's the way it's been since they've been alive.
Well, so. And because they're backed by force, because, as you know, there are these legal tender laws, which means that any debt, public or private, the person has to accept Federal Reserve notes as payment.
Not only that, but they also have a little habit of going after people who try to provide competition to the Federal Reserve notes. So,
like,
for instance,
the Liberty Dollar.
Yeah, Bernard von Notthaus, the creator of the Liberty Dollar, which became the most popular alternative currency in the country over about a decade's worth of time. He ended up having his offices raided and him being charged with federal felonies and looking at up to 25 years in prison, the last I heard. And I don't
and
know if
millions of dollars of coins, or not coins, but round
pieces, yeah, silver pieces
being stolen, confiscated.
Yeah, so it's tragic what's happened to him. I don't know if anything has developed. I'm still not caught up on my email since I've been in jail.
I haven't heard much from Liberty Dollar.
But he's awaiting sentencing at this point. He was found guilty by a jury of a bunch of boot-kissing lackeys for the government who somehow found him guilty of things like counterfeiting, even though his product had nothing whatsoever to do with the federal government's currency, with the exception of the fact that he was simply trying to, you know, destroy the federal government's currency through competition to create something better than it. And they never let him have the chance because they figured out that he was a threat, that, you know, that the Liberty Dollar was a threat to the status quo. And so, I mean, if it wasn't, they would have ignored him.
Yeah.
Let's continue here. Of course, we will take your phone calls about absolutely anything. And you know what, Steph, let's get the news out real quick for what it's worth about this
the population
boom. Thing.
This is interesting, and I thought it would lead to a very interesting discussion.
All
so
right.
The headline is from Bloomberg.com, world population hits 7 billion after boom in developing world. It says the world's 7 billionth person will be born October 31st in India, according to a projection by researchers working with data from the United Nations. Medical advances, more effective vaccines, antibiotics, and improvements in public health conditions has boosted life expectancy in developing countries where most of the population growth is taking place, according to the UN data reported in the journal Science. The number of people globally reached 1 billion in 1800, then 2 billion in 1925, the report said.
Wow.
Within the last half century, the population boomed to just under 7 billion from 3 billion. By 2050, the population will reach 9.3 billion, and this is just a projection, a speculation, and 97% of the growth will be in less developed regions, said David Bloom, economist at Harvard University, who wrote the report. So I think this is very interesting for a number of reasons. One is because, obviously, if you look at the graphs of population over time, you know, it's going up exponentially, and sure, when there are more people reproducing, that tends to happen. But there's also been an increase in people's standard of living that has allowed there to be more people in different areas. Right?
Hey, wait, what was the last line of that about less populated areas? Did I hear something?
Yes. So it's projected that in 2050, the population will reach 9.3 billion, and 97% of the growth in population will be in less developed regions. Because
less developed regions, okay.
Right, like India, China, the developing world, that kind of thing. Those are experiencing the greatest population growth at the current moment in history.
Which makes sense because, you know, once when countries develop, industrialized.
Yeah, they kind of stop having kids.
Well, but also they can handle more population as well, which is kind of the reverse that you might think.
That's true.
Though it's true that people have fewer kids when they move out of the agricultural realm, at that point it's possible for more people to reproduce and more people to, the wealth becomes there to harvest more crops at once, for instance, using technology rather than using,
yes,
a guy with a, whatever sort of animal that he's following around.
An ox, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I knew a guy from China who said that during his childhood he would actually have to ride an ox around pulling a plow.
It's brutal. I mean, it's brutal work.
And he had one new suit of clothes every year that his mother made for him on New Year's.
Right.
And it's just to think about that kind of abject poverty, someone experiencing that in their lifetime, and then coming to a place like America where
incredible.
New clothes are essentially disposable. I mean, it's just such a vast difference.
And food is disposable as well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And we have the opposite problem of obesity, versus starvation in places where, it's difficult to perform agricultural tasks and stuff like that. The point that I really wanted to make about this article is that there are some people who think that the earth has this finite carrying capacity, so-called, and that there's only...
It's a lack mentality.
Yes, exactly, and that there's only room for so many people on the earth, and so something's going to give at a certain point once the population grows.
Or
but
the government will evilly destroy a portion of them. It's either something will give and
right.
nature will do it, or the government will do it.
Yes, and I think technology sets us free. And technology will always bring increased standards of living because we'll be able to do things like farm more efficiently, grow animals, meat, that kind of thing more efficiently, make better use of space, living space, by integrating it with places where people work and live and shop mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Transportation will become more readily available. So, and of course, advances in birth control and family planning,
But places have to be free to have this technology. They have to be
yes.
free to develop it. They have to be free to implement it. And in many countries around the world, they're not. You
yes.
can't start your own business. You can't innovate. You can't create competition to the existing power structure because they're completely dominated by, dictatorial powers.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are the ones that are starving because they're ruled over by these folks that will not allow the market to develop.
Yep, it's tragic. And in China, they have this one-child policy where I think as if they just freed things up and let the market take care of providing for people, it would be much more effective.
Well, interestingly, China is becoming more free over mm-hmm. time. But we've run out of time, speaking of that. Back tomorrow night. Stephanie, you're heading up the show because Mark's on vacation.
I sure am.
Sunday edition, so join her tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.